Okay, Houston, you got the high gain. Do you read Apollo 8, over? Apollo 8, yes, sir. All right, the high gain is yours.
Okay, and if you're ready, well, we'll go ahead with our comm checks. Put your telemetry inputs switch to PCM high.
Tune high.
Okay, and now we're going to switch uplink to the upvoice backup for about 2 minutes. And may take a couple of seconds when you hear the upvoice lost. So you can place your up telemetry data switch to upvoice backup. And in the event that all of this doesn't work out too well, I'm reading 12:47 on the clock now, and let's meet back in our present configuration no later than 12:50.
Roger, going up, boys, back up.
Okay, thank you. Apollo 8, Houston.
Roger, Houston, read your loud and clear.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's upvoice backup, and would you confirm that you're in narrow beam on the high gain?
Roger, narrow beam.
Okay, thank you. We're going to continue tracking and watching the high gain antenna here for a couple of minutes. And I'll give you a call when we're ready to go back. Apollo 8 Houston, we've completed this test. We'll be switching back to the full uplink. When you hear the noise associated with the loss of modulation, you can go back up telemetry data switch to data.
Follow 8.
Okay, loud and clear.
How's everything looking down here?
Real fine. We've got one to go here. If you'll put your telemetry inputs PCM switch to low.
Roger, going low.
Okay, we'll be in this configuration for about 2 minutes and then we'll be completed with the comm test.
Roger.
I have some service module RCS quantities. If you'd like to take them some time and check them against your onboard calculations.
Stand by. Roger, ready to copy. Could you give them quad A, B, C, and D in that order?
Okay, will do. And I'll give you the weight in pounds and the percentages. Quad A, 231 for 76%.
Roger, stand by. What time is that for?
Oh, 12 plus 15.
Okay, got it.
Okay, quad Bravo, 251, 82%. Quad Charlie, 240, 79%.
Slow down.
Quad Delta, 245, 81%. GNC advises that these numbers are still good, even though it's a 12:15 time. And we're completed with the comm test. You can take your high gain antenna and go back to medium.
Roger, medium.
Apollo 8, we'd like to dump your tape again if you're not using it. And the reason we want to do this is we had some that we didn't completely get dumped before the burn, and we'd like to get that and get the rest of the burn data. If there's no hurry on it, we can do it whenever it's convenient for you.
You got it.
Okay, thank you. Apollo 8 Houston, do you call?
Negative Houston.
Okay, thank you. Say, we're curious what you did about your May West.
We thought we might bleed the CO2 out into the vacuum connector here on the next water dump. We forgot it last time. Do you copy?
Roger. Doesn't seem like there's any problem with going ahead and dumping it in the cockpit if you like.
It is CO2, isn't it?
That's fine. Apollo 8 Houston, rehashed it again, and it looks like no problems at all with going ahead and bleeding it down in the cockpit. And then if you need it again on entry or after entry, well, we can blow it up with oil tube.